The classic track there, it's Mr. Wonder, Stevie, on a marvelous Monday morning, and welcome to you if you're just tuning in and catching the show before we hit the top of the hour. You're with Mike in the morning, and it's time for us to launch into a special local business chat powered by Bolito Connect, you know, that trusted digital directory where only the best operators and businesses on the KZN North Coast get featured and approved by Life and Style. And this morning, really exciting to have back in the studio with me a man on a mission, and Muzi Sigudu has... well, more than a few hats that he wears, but this morning, bringing him in his capacity as director of Spola International, a diverse entity with a focus on youth employment and skills development. Muzi, welcome back to Radio Life and Style, my friend. How are you on a Monday?
Hey, thank you so much for welcoming me, Mike. It's nice to be back here. Our listeners, exciting stuff indeed.
Hey, well, look, the last time we had a quick chat, it ended up being such an exciting thing. We could have gone for about 2 hours, I think.
We only had a few minutes
to get into it. Yes. And today you've come with even more exciting new developments. Firstly, for those who might have missed our last conversation, in a nutshell, what is Spola International? What's the focus?
The focus is youth. The focus is development. We're speaking about global placements. We're talking about creating employment for unemployed graduates. That's where we are. Our key focus is growth.
Wow.
And I like Michelle Kwame when she talks about growth, and especially in business. She says growth isn't just about adding more customers, more revenue or more opportunities, but it's also becoming more, less willing to tolerate what holds the business back. It means explore.
In your view right now, what is the biggest thing holding businesses back, particularly when it comes to bringing young people into the workplace?
It's still systems. Are we looking at the bigger picture? Can we bring everything together? I look at sport as a vehicle.
Sport.
You know, people don't realize how much there is in sport. We're just looking at the World Cup. What about the logistics? What about the travel? What about the event managers? Sport can create a massive, massive, massive opportunities for young people. And as a result, we bring Spola Sports Club to Palito, bringing in about 6 pillars to survive. But let me give you first the pillars of employment through sport. One. You're looking at skills development. Okay. In that, you're looking at sports programs. You're looking at graduate placements. You're looking at logistics. You're looking at property. You're looking at green energy.
Wow.
Now, this, if you integrate it, it's massive opportunities for young people to tap into and get employed.
So when you think sport, maybe those aren't the first other things that come to mind. But now, when you start to see the picture through that lens, it becomes a really exciting...
Look at the massive impact of the World Cup.
For sure.
Sports management, sports logistics, moving off stuff from one end to the other, travel. It's all in intertwined.
And you've got a background, folks might not necessarily know that you've got a background in sport and management of football teams.
Yes,
am I right?
Indeed. I worked with Mark McCarp, and we looked at after all the big players, your Siyabonga Nomvete, your Jafet Zwanes, your old John Mabizelas, your Rowan Fernandez, and a lot. We took players across the world. I just met Mandla Ngikazi this weekend.
Wow.
And, you know, we are looking at, now, can you imagine in our sports club here, right here in Palito, we're going to be looking at life after sport. This is what I did with Elites, Liverpool Football Club, to look at the business side of sport, how you grow young people, how you move, you take business, the business setup. How are these clubs surviving?
Mm.
How you build your team? What strategies? How to do strategy? It's all around the issue of sport. And hence, now sport comes back and we now introduce it. Talent discovery. Yesterday, I met some exciting young guys in Johannesburg in rugby, and very, very exciting guys. Noto is a prop. He's a rugby guy.
Yeah.
Odin is a winger. Eric is a lock. So these young guys, and they were with their friend. It shows that there is a future in the country. So when you look at sport, you look at talent, you look at skills development, you look at life after soccer, you look at community development. We want to bring in a sport entity that also fully encompassing, even for disabled para Olympics. Mm. Let's not leave anybody outside. And then you start looking at partnerships, especially for life after soccer.
Mm.
The Sports Institute in Barcelona, we're talking, you know, and we're now talking with other partners.
Wow.
Here in Palito to come on board.
So this thing's got serious vision. Obviously, you've got a network that you're leveraging. You know, you're well connected in terms of players, ex-players, institutions.
We're going to be seeing them here.
This is really exciting. So for anyone listening to this morning who's starting to feel the excitement, what's the call to action? How can they get involved? How would you like them to connect?
I want guys to look at getting in touch with us. Please send your inquiries about the sports club. We're going to be talking about the sports club going forward with you. Mm. The next podcast we'll be talking about where to go, where because there are big partners that are coming on board. We just wanted to make people aware. Our office number 032-648-0087, or you can call me my number. Send text, or you can also even check our social media, Muzi Sikutu. My number 082-759-3550.
There you go. Or you can find Spola International online. All the contact details there.
Definitely Spola International online is there. Muzi Sikutu on Facebook, on Instagram, WhatsApp, on LinkedIn. We're there, and we'll be posting, we'll be giving information. But if you feel that it's easier, send an email, muzim@spola.com. muzim@spola.com. We are open for consultations. I know people want to know. You can book there and come, and we have time for you. We, especially young people, where to go, book yourself, phone our office, send text. This number that I'm giving you is on WhatsApp. We can go. Here we go. And even before we go, we just want to share a word, especially men who walk with Jesus. And that is Isaiah 48, verse 64, verse 8. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand.
That's the
message.
Thank you for the word this Monday morning, Muzi. My special guest in the studio with me, Muzi Sikutu from Spola International, with huge plans for sport and other massive areas of impact on the KZN North
Coast. And the word is always be humble. What God gives, he can also take. That's Job 1, verse 21. Hey. Let's remain humble. Have a great week. Everybody, I'm wishing them all the blessings of the Lord.
Thank you, Muzi. Right back at you, my friend. And remember the name Spola International. That's Spola International. If you simply Google it, you'll see all the links popping up on your screen there. Get in touch and be part of the momentum, the movement for change. And we'll definitely be having a chat again on this radio station. Muzi, looking forward to it, my friend.
I'm looking forward. There's quite exciting times ahead.
I totally agree with you. You're getting it here on Radio Life and Style. Stay tuned for the Business and Sports Bite coming in next.